Welcome to my podcast with me, Dr. Kate Bartram Brown, interviewing successful people that I know personally that all have something in common. Yes, they all use magic, the hidden sciences, and the mystery school lineage to create success in the modern world. Hello, and once again, we are live in the Modern Mystery School UK and EU podcast and YouTube channel. And today we are joined by the lovely Deanna. Deanna, how are you?
Hello, Divina Kate. I'm so happy to be here with you again.
Oh my goodness, we are very happy to have you back on the show. And we wanted to find out a little bit about Journeys of the Spirit, because Journeys of the Spirit is a one-day class. It's open to anyone, but we know in the path is actually a prerequisite for Healers Academy. So some people have come to Journeys of the Spirit as a prerequisite, and then other people have come because it sounds really a really fun class. Can you just outline what this class is? You know, what you do in the class, without giving away, you know, all the, you know, the ins and outs, but now, what is it? Will you come in? Is it a meditation? Is it what's it all about?
So my experience was, indeed, I came because it was a prerequisite for Healers Academy. But, you know, as I found out later, everything in the lineage has a meaning. There is a cause and an effect. And I found out by doing this that the messages that I have received during this one-day class, which you don't think it's a big deal, had a very powerful impact on my journey so far. And Journeys of the Spirit itself, it sounds so poetic. It's something, I don't know, I haven't heard this name before. And it catches your eye if you're into fun stuff. Journeys of the Spirit is a mix of, I can say, astral travel, meditation, getting in touch with your spirit, because maybe we know, maybe we don't. Spirit is not the same as the soul, and the spirit is eternal. It's always there with us. It takes us to get there inside and to tap into that consciousness and to receive the messages. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm not doing that very comfortably myself. I need a guided meditation. Even now, I'm not a fan of meditation. So usually when you're alone on your way in your everyday life, I don't come on the idea to sit with myself and go on a journey. Yoo-hoo, such a fun thing to do. But in this one-day class, I received, I think, more than I could carry back then. That's why I am so grateful for myself that I kept a journal in the class, and that I recommend everyone to do if they attend the class, and I hope that they will.
I love that how you've explained that, because yeah, people sometimes think that they have to come to these classes and they have to already be good at meditation or good at that, and that's actually not true, because you can come and we're training you in the class to be able to go up to meet your higher self, and then your higher self, and you will go on these journeys and you will collect these keys. And as you said, that, you know, that you know, it's a one-day class, and you think, oh, this is just a class, and then you don't realize that these keys are crucial to our, you know, our progression on the path, of course, because that's why it's a prerequisite for Healers Academy. But you know, it's funny, isn't it, how our mind works. It's like, oh, this is just, you know, and then you realize, oh my goodness, you just have these aha moments. Can you tell us, you said you're not a fan of meditation. Did you find this a struggle? Did you find it easy? You know, tell us a little bit about that.
I had resistance in the class, because when you're not used to something, it's the resistance that comes in, especially your mind. It wants immediate effects, and it wants to see the result in front of you. That doesn't happen sometimes, and it's okay. And that's why it's very important to have a journal. I'm repeating myself, I know, but I'm aware of it. Because you go on that journey, and some parts you remember, some parts you don't. But with the guidance of the teacher, of the guide, it makes everything so much easier. Even if you flip out sometimes, they have the technique to bring you back. And when you come back, you remember that particular thing you have to remember. Because not everything is important what you get on the journey, right? The things you are supposed to receive then, because you're prepared to receive them, you will receive anyways, even if you fall asleep. So that's the beauty of this class. You don't miss anything out. You just it's
Yeah.
just experience.
I love that. I love that. And did you find that after the class, as you know, living life, then you had these moments of clarity or like, oh my goodness, or you know, what I found is that I could see things from a much higher perspective, you know, a much more spiritual, because as you said, connecting into our spirit, so the everyday challenges weren't so overwhelming, weren't so, you know, important. How did you find that?
I found myself, yes, indeed, seeing life from another perspective because my mind wasn't capable to grasp everything good that was supposed to happen. And I couldn't even think it was possible to live life differently than I have lived it before. Because I had a decent job, I worked with people, I had a job from 9 to 8, and I was happy. I was not the happiest person on the planet, but you know, money came in. I had my free days. I lived for the free days, as many of the people can resonate with this. Yes, and afterwards, when I went to this class, I saw that life was, I don't know if to say my dream, but in some extent, the things that I imagined could be real. I received insights how I can put them into motion, how I can manifest them into my everyday life. And I was like, oh my God, this is really happening. And the keys you receive are sometimes are symbols, sometimes are movies, sometimes are it's different for everyone. It's a feeling, a smell, anything. And you note them down, right? And after a particular time in the future, you go back into the notes and then you see them. Or you remember that particular moment in the class, in your everyday life, by seeing the symbol, I don't know, a pentagram, an octagon, something. And it's like, oh my God, I've seen that before. Let me see what it can help, what it wants to say me now. Because now I'm in a different point than I have been there, but it remembers me. It's like the path. You're going there and there and there, and the symbol brings you back on the path so that you can move on smoothly.
Yeah, it's truly magic, isn't it? That when you receive those keys, it's quite hard to explain, and you did a really great job of explaining it because it is truly magic. It's like, oh, all of a sudden our whole being comes awake, and it's like, oh, hang on, this is something,
I'm
and it
receiving calls.
reminds us. Yes, and it reminds us of something, and it's like, oh, and it might not mean anything to anybody else, but it is very subtle. Shifts within us, or and this magic that takes over, like, yes, I'm on the right track. This is something.
Yes.
And that's the beautiful thing about these magical keys that we receive. And as you say, it's a one day class. I mean, a one day class, you get all of this, you know, all of these journeys that you do this and receiving keys. And I mean, just tremendous. And for me, I also like the aspect that it's like a bit like, you know, it trains us to be able to meditate much more easily than we perhaps could before. So I'm a big fan of that. If people are struggling with meditation, I always say, you know, go to this class because it will
And
help.
also tap into your future. I don't know if I'm allowed to say, but I will say a little part about the masculine and feminine aspect. So I didn't know that I signed up for this. I didn't know what was coming to be presented. And then we enter this path, this journey of the spirit. There are many journeys of the spirit, but yeah. And we were supposed to meet our feminine aspect and our masculine aspect. And when meeting my masculine aspect, it was such a familiar thing. It switched, but honestly, I haven't seen myself. I saw Radu, and I didn't know that until I have met him, and I met him at Healers Academy. So if that isn't magic, I don't know what is. When I found out the notes, I showed them to him, and oh, that's me.
I love it. There you go. I mean, people are going to be scrambling to come to Journeys of the Spirit now because, you know, their future husband or wife or we don't know. I mean, disclaimer, not everybody has that disclaimer.
Yeah, I mean, it happened to me. I don't know what can happen to you, but surprise everywhere. Magic happens. And the thing you cannot explain, we tell the magic, because sometimes some time ago, we planned to have this experience.
Yeah, it is a wonderful, wonderful, a journey and experience. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. We really appreciate it. And I'm sure we're going to, see you back on the show again in the future. But thank you. And if you're wanting to attend Journeys of the Spirit, please check out our calendar on the Modern Mystery School UK EU website. And of course, Modern Mystery School International, you can always have a little check to see what's going on around the world. But in our calendar, we show Journeys of the Spirit that's happening in the different European countries, UK, different areas. So we do list those. So if you want to come, you are more than welcome. And we look forward to seeing you all. Thank you, Deanna. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.